Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
But I remember going through the next couple of months and remembering. And when I would remember, it would be like the first time I was hearing it for quite some time because I couldn't believe it. Donald Trump is going to be the president of the United States. What does this even mean? Like, I hadn't even thought past the, like, oh gosh, Hillary Clinton's going to be the president. I know exactly what that's going to look like. I really wish she would lose. But I never thought about what's it going to look like if Donald Trump won. And if I would have thought about it too terribly much, I wouldn't have known how to answer it. And how I would have answered it in that moment wouldn't have reflected what Donald Trump actually did when he came into office. Because when he came into office, he governed as a conservative. And he continued that passion for America first and making America great. We got to see that in action, which is what you get to apply to your vote in November, be it between Donald Trump and Joe Biden or throw in a couple third parties elsewhere. When Donald Trump took the oath of office, there was, and I remember this distinctly because I didn't expect this to happen and I didn't initially know what to do with it. I had a little bit of fear about, oh my gosh, the country just gave the Republicans the keys to the car. Donald Trump is the driver. I have no idea what's about to happen. If we drive this thing off the road, that's it. They entrusted us. They took a risk on the Republican Party and Donald Trump because they couldn't stand the concept of Hillary Clinton as president. What happens if we all the pressure is now on us? All the eyes are now on us. Our policies, should Donald Trump actually govern like a conservative, our policies are going to be on trial for everyone to see. And if he blows this, we may never win another Republican presidency again. And then every day marching up to COVID. Do you remember what that was like? Do you remember the winning? And do you remember once COVID hit, the lying and the deceit that took place? I don't know what's going to happen if Donald Trump, who doesn't have to run for re-election, I don't know what that presidency is going to look like cover to cover, but I have a pretty good idea. And I see the world on fire right now with Joe Biden at the helm and a big question mark over who's calling the shots. Because if you don't know who's calling the shots, you don't know for sure what their interests are. You don't know why they're calling the shots that they're calling. They don't answer to you because you don't know who they are. But maybe Joe Biden is the guy in charge all the time. The guy who has to have handwritten cards provided to him by his staff, shown where to walk, when to walk, how to walk, and held when he walks. Maybe that guy is the guy who's in charge of everything. And in that case, we're screwed. We have to look forward to this election as the beginning, not the end. We don't win until we've shown what we can do after we have a victory in November. And it's going to have to be top of the ticket to the most bottom part of the ticket. People are going to have to open their eyes and see that the direction that we are heading in as a country is perilous and listless, because we have no true north about what we are advocating for, what we are fighting for, and on tax day, what we are paying for. Where is your money going? Because if it's not going into your checking account, if it's been harder to pay for your groceries, if it's been harder to replace the refrigerator that breaks in your house, if you've had to go without when you shouldn't have because everything costs more and there's just not enough month left at the end of the paycheck, if you've had to experience all of these things, even if it's just as simple as what does your paycheck look like, today's a good day to look at the pay stub and see of the money that you make, with lots of zeros or just a few zeros, how much of it isn't yours to keep? And there is somebody out there who is directly responsible for advocating for you. You have a representative. You have a senator in the state government, in your federal government. You have people on your county councils that are there to represent you and advocate for you, whether they are of the same party as you or not. Somebody wins election, they don't represent the Republicans in that district. They don't represent the Democrats in the district. They represent the people in the district, the constituents. So look at that bill today. Look at your tax bill, look at your pay stub, and then make some phone calls, send some emails, hold some people accountable. Because after all, if we, the people, push the influence that we should have on our representatives to make sure that they are truly representing, we will get a better advocacy in our state, local, federal governments. The YouTube live chat poll for today, now listen carefully as I say this, has Joe Biden done anything that is a net good in his presidency? Yes or no? And the reason why I say net good is because I have said previously that I actually appreciate the fact that Joe Biden, through actions, has stood by Israel. But in my opinion, he washes that away when politically he mixes his words up so that there are some people in his party who feel like he's serving both masters. There is no way that you can serve both masters in the situation going on with Israel. It is one or the other. Joe Biden, which one are you for?
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.